I went through the archives. It looked like the last time we had a black bear sighting was May of 2016.
You are correct. Back in May of 2016 was the last confirmed sightings we had of a bear. That bear was here for about 3 days in northern Delaware, and then eventually it made its way west into Maryland and traveled over there and never came back. And we have received reports today of sightings of a bear in northern Delaware again, and this one's a little east of where the last one was and north of Wilmington.
So the first time was May, and now this is November. Is there any reason for the different time period? Any idea if there's a reason for that?
It would be more common to have, so black bear populations in our neighboring states of Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey are all expanding. So they're coming into new areas within their states where, you know, black bears haven't customarily occurred, and black bears can travel large distances and get one day or over a week of a time. So it's not, you know, completely out of the ordinary or shocking. While we haven't had, you know, only one other in Delaware, but it's probably going to be a more frequently occurring occurrence that bears are going to come from other states. It is most likely the time period for that is in that May-June time period, which is typically when younger male bears disperse from their natal range where they were born to seek out their own territories. This time of year, most bears are, you know, starting to find dens to hibernate for the winter time. Although, you know, common misbelief is that all bears den. In fact, not all bears den, particularly if there's enough food sources available and stuff. Some bears will remain active all winter long. So we're not sure why this bear hasn't den yet. Perhaps it's been able to find enough food and it's therefore staying active. You know, it's not unheard of to have one move around this time of year, even though most of them are hibernating in their dens by now.
So speaking of food, he's not going to find any salmon in the Brandywine. So what is he doing for food, which leads me to, should people be really careful about their garbage?
Yeah, good question. So black bears are omnivores, which means they'll eat plants, nuts, seeds, berries, as well as meat if they encounter that. So he could be feeding on acorns this time of year, fallen hickory nuts, you know, leftover berries and grasses and stuff. If he's encountering any food that folks have put out, whether directly or indirectly, you know, improperly discarded trash or bird feeders are a common thing that, you know, forage on if they found them. So what we, you know, recommend, you know, the public to do if they see this animal is to keep their distance, not count, you know, cornered or anything like that. Bears aren't aggressive. They're generally more scared of us than we are of them. If folks do have bird feeders outside in that northern Delaware area or use compost piles for their, you know, kitchen scraps and stuff, we'd recommend, you know, not doing those while the bear is here, just to discourage any food sources from being around. In terms of trash pickup and stuff, instead of taking out your trash maybe the night before for the waste hauler to come get it, to try and do it that morning, again, is an attempt to not have food sources readily available near people's homes and all that stuff.
Do bears have an extraordinary sense of smell?
Yeah, another good question. That is probably their strongest sense, is their sense of smell. Their eyesight is not the greatest in terms of their senses that they have. They do see fairly well, but by far their sense of smell is the strongest sense that they have, followed by their hearing. So yes, they can detect food and you know, as well as people. Most often, you know, in areas where bears are more common, most often people do not see them because the bears smell the people coming long before any of us would have even seen them and stuff, and have already retreated to safety to somewhere, you know, where we weren't able to see them. So, but yes, very good sense of smell. So that's, you know, you've got some stale, rotten trash and stuff out there in your trash bag and you leave it out overnight. That's just potentially asking for it to come in. And we're asking folks to keep those locked up and inside until before the waste haulers do come in while the bear is here.
State police said they had the initial call they got was 95 and 495, and then they had another one at 95 and 202. Does it surprise you at all that those calls came in from along the interstate? I mean, I guess I would think that the bear would try to stay out of the way of the vehicles, or do they just not know?
This bear, assuming it is the same one, it has been traveling from north to south through Pennsylvania. We'd seen some media reports about a bear west of Philadelphia within the past few days and traveling southward. So we suspect that this is that same bear. If indeed it is, you know, this is, it's never been here before, so it's not familiar with the habitat and the terrain and, you know, where to go and all that stuff. So essentially it truly is just wandering right now. You know, along our interstates, you obviously have a lot of people and motors in those areas. So sightings of anything, whether it's deer or any other kind of wildlife, are typically common around our more residential and urban areas or interstates, just because of the number of people that are traversing those areas and the number of eyes to potentially see something. I don't think there's any rhyme or reason that it's by the interstate. I just think it's moving through and it doesn't really know where it's heading right now.
Should people call 911 about the bear, or let nature be nature and let him find his way?
Yeah, what we're asking the general public to do is to call our, we have a 1-800 hotline that's manned 24 hours to report sightings to us, so that we don't fill up the airways with, you know, 911 and emergency responses. And, you know, a sighting of a bear is, you know, might be a once in a lifetime thing for somebody, but it's not, you know, an emergency of just seeing one off in the woods or something. So we are asking folks to call the Division of Fish and Wildlife's hotline, which is 1-800-523-3336, to report that sighting. We do have our Fish and Wildlife Natural Resource Police and other local enforcement agencies in the area patrolling, largely just trying to keep crowd control down and people from going in and looking for the bear and startling, and just trying to let the bear do its thing and move through. Like I said, the last one that came through in 2016 was here for 3 days. It moved considerable distances each night, ultimately before it left Maryland. We suspect that a similar occurrence may occur with this one based on how far and quickly it's been moving through PA, that it'll continue to move through here.
Is he napping right now?
Generally, yeah. Bears are similar to deer in that generally they're, you know, less active during the daytime. So I would suspect if he's not bothered by people or anything like that, he probably will bed down in some cover here during the day. And then generally once it gets dark is when they would start to move again, which is what we saw in 2016 with that bear. Most of our sightings and things would go down during the daytime, where it seemed pretty clear that it had found a secluded space where it could hide. And then all of a sudden the next day when I would get to work, we'd find, you know, new sightings, you know, 10, 12 miles away, because that's how far the bear had traveled in the darkness that evening before.
Where's he headed?
Very good question. Nobody knows right now.
Does the bear know where he's headed?
Probably not, because we don't have any other sightings, you know, from, you know, a bear in the last month or two or anything like that. So, you know, that's, you know, it's not common to have these just random dispersals of bears from, you know, from places, but it's also not uncommon. You know, nobody's utterly shocked. This isn't something new to science or anything like that. And it just so happened that wherever this bear came from, and he charted his compass in whatever direction, he decided to head down towards our state. And where he goes, we don't know, but, you know, we do appreciate and would welcome sightings so that we can keep track of him or of it. So that we can, you know, make sure we have, you know, can avoid any conflicts with people trying to get too close or do something silly and take pictures of it and stuff like that.